That's all right. We're winging
it's
it.
The same thing you always do.
We're winging it. Let's talk about us.
Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello again. We are Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Mac 6 Fall Festival. We're down here in Tempe on Broadway Road, if anybody wants to come and join us. I am sitting here with Kelly Green with the Arizona Technology Council Foundation. We're going to give you the inside scoop on it soon to be the SciTech Institute. Oh my gosh, that's a lot easier to say. All right, Kelly, tell me about the now I can't even say the first way. SciTech Institute.
Absolutely. So, as you mentioned, I'm Kelly Green. I am the Chief Operations Officer for the foundation, and we are going through a rebrand here at Mac 6. We met Resound, and they're helping us with our rebrand to become the SciTech Institute, the official place for all things STEM in the state of Arizona. We also have numerous programs, including the Arizona SciTech Festival, and the season is coming up very soon.
Oh, cool.
For over 2,200 events across the state of Arizona between February and March. And then we also run our probably most lucrative program right now is called the Chief Science Officers. And it started here 4 years ago with Dr. Jeremy Babinger, and now we are global. We have students in Kuwait, Mexico, and different regions across the United States.
How cool.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, that's really cool. How long have you been doing that? You said 4 years ago?
So he created the program 4 years ago. I actually recently came on board in January, so okay. I'm pretty new.
Wow, awesome, and already global with it. That's very cool. So what is it that you guys provide then for? Is it a membership or like how? I don't know. I'm clueless here. So
absolutely. I'll tell you a little bit more. So as a foundation, we want to offer equity to all students to be able to engage in fun activities, including science, but also learn everything behind it. So really amplifying student voice to put them at the table. We've had them work with Governor Doug Ducey on his STEM Advisory Council and really impact STEM education across the state of Arizona and now globally. So we want to bring schools together. We have another program called the Community of Practice for the STEM Ecosystems, and it brings an administrator, a teacher, a parent, a student, and another member from the school to these collaborative meetings for the community of practice to really design and think about education now in the STEM workforce.
So, yeah, it's interesting because this is, I feel like in the past few years, we've really had a push to, you know, educate kids more in all these STEM topics. And why do you think this, I mean, obviously it was something that was lacking before, I guess, but what do you think is the mover that's kind of brought this to the forefront and helped provide more opportunities for kids?
So the interesting connection is that we are the C6 from the Arizona Technology Council is our membership group with all the different businesses around Arizona. Mm-hmm. And then we are the 501(c) that actually helps them get connected with all of the individuals in the community, all of the different stakeholders to really impact the pathway. And some would call it a pipeline to technology careers or other STEM careers, but really understanding that in the last 5 years, things have changed. Yeah. The workforce is changing. And so to really acknowledge that and have the students have a voice about, hey, what are we learning so we're prepared for our future?
Right.
And I think that the exciting part is that now we have businesses looking to us and asking, well, what are the kids needing and what can we help provide as mentors and, you know, even showing off their facility. We've had opportunities to take students to different locations to really show off what those companies can do and what their jobs might be in the future. In 10 years, though, really, are we going to know what those
jobs are?
You're
right, because it's moving at such a pace.
It is.
If you kind of even just flashback 10 years past, I mean, yeah, we would have had no clue where we'd be right now. So, yeah, it is pretty incredible. It's awesome what you guys are doing. So you guys have to be nimble. You have to kind of stay ahead of a curve that's moving faster than most of us can keep up with. So congrats to you for that.
Yeah, I always like to tell the kids, don't just hope it happens, make it happen.
Yeah.
And we have Kendra on board. She's our director of mentor outreach. So sometimes adults are a little bit slower than the students. Yeah. And I try to tell them that, you know, if they're getting in your way, go around.
Yeah.
But remember to circle back because maybe some of our adults in the community are looking to even find their own passion.
Uh-huh.
And maybe when they were, you know, 20, they were thinking, oh, I really want to do this job, but it wasn't really available or offered.
Or didn't exist yet.
Or didn't even exist. So now they can even go back and get a new education because, you know, with technology, for example, revamping what manufacturing looks like.
Right.
Understanding that we're going to need technology individuals to help run those programs.
Absolutely.
So, it's exciting. We're really doing a lot of great things over here. So
it's a very exciting time. So how can people find you if they want to be involved?
You can go to our www.chiefscienceofficers.org, and you can send us a message through there or azscitech.com. So either way.
azscitech.com or chiefscienceofficers.org.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you guys are on social media.
We are.
That too.
Arizona CSOs. We're also global CSO International. We also have AZ SciTech, so you can find us all over social media.
Awesome. Thank you, Kelly. Well, if you want to learn more about STEM and tech and all where this is going to be going in the state of Arizona, I think I suggest that people get in touch with you.
Absolutely. Kelly Green, find me on
Kelly Green.
Instagram.
Kelly, but you said there's an E in there. Where's
there
the E?
There is. Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Green with an E. It's very
green
important.
Green with an E. Okay, yes. Not like the color green. It's a special kind of green.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Teacher's wish.